Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to row.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Recently, I read this article by our guest for the Fordham Institute. He starts out by saying, for several decades, K-12 ed reformers and policy leaders have pushed to expand public school options and pathways. This has led to the creation of such alternatives as magnet and charter schools, micro schools, and learning pods, as well as dual enrollment, course choice, beefed up advanced placement, and the importing into high schools of industry credentials and youth apprenticeships. But where did it ultimately lead these students? And here to talk to us about it is Dr. Bruno V. Mano, chair of the Thomas B. Fordham Institute. Doc, welcome to the show.
Thanks. It's great to be with you.
I was really intrigued with your article because I've not seen many people address this. It seems as though we've been almost monolithically focused on the pathway, but not the next step. You know, are these folks that are going through these pathways, are they better for it, and are they employable, and are they able to find work?
Yeah, I think that's right. The two words that I use to think about this a little bit and to help us understand it is, you know, have we created a map or have we created a maze? And I think there are some places where the map is beginning to develop, but I don't think that that's the majority of places yet. So if I may add just a quick word about Louisiana, I think you've made a number of major steps in the direction of creating a map, but maybe we'll get into that in a few minutes.
Yes, sir, and I'm glad you brought that up. But if you would, for the benefit of the listening audience, you talk about this opportunity pluralism,
yep.
and that, but we've not really connected any of this to a whole lot on the backside. Fully explain that for the audience, if you don't mind.
Sure. Well, the excerpt that you started with is a good way to think about this. I mean, we've created a lot of options for young people, both at the high school level and even beyond that. New Orleans is a great example of this, where you have a charter sector that have created and given families all kinds of options that they never had before under the more conventional or traditional school district system. But in addition to even those high school options, young people have options right after high school, whether they want to, you know, take on an apprenticeship, whether they want to just get a certification through a community college. And even while kids are in high school, more and more of them are opting to take college-level courses through dual enrollment. you know, 20% of the young people who are enrolled in community colleges today are still in high school. So you've got all of these options, but not a lot of clear direction about where they might lead when push comes to shove. Will the CTE course, the career and technical education course that you're taking in high school, allow you to immediately transition to a job after high school and then offer you a further pathway to kind of advance forward? Or is it, just a one-off course that really doesn't amount to much of anything? That's the sort of question I think that young people and families face as they look at all of the options that are in front of them, whether it be dual enrollment, whether it be a credential, an industry approved credential or a certificate or a badge, or we'll use whatever word you want to describe this.
One would think that they would have their eye on this ball, right? I mean, obviously, what they're delivering always has a follow-up and has to lead to something. I mean, as people evaluate the ROI, the return on their investment of what they're doing in high school, advanced education and otherwise, or even technical education, that it's going to lead somewhere, you know, somewhat like the a job promised land. How did we find ourselves in this position? It's kind of mystifying to me.
Yeah, it is a big mystery. You know, the way, take the question of dual enrollment. People have come to talk about random acts of dual enrollment where there's no clear signal or message about what the next step might be, or whether this automatically, this course that you're taking at a local community college or for college credit, what is the pathway forward? Where is it going to lead you? Will it lead you to a job that has, you know, a decent wage and advancement possibilities built into it? We've sort of gotten to the place where we've worked a lot at creating options with not a lot of clear direction about whether they lead to something which is of value. There are attempts underway to kind of map this out for people. And again, I mentioned, you know, some of the stuff that you have going on in Louisiana really moves in the direction of helping people figure this out. You have the Jumpstart program where you have a framework for career and technical education that shows you what the pathway is. You have career diploma requirements that are clearly laid out for young people and families through that Jumpstart program. It tells you you need to take one course here, three courses here, two courses here. You'll get a career diploma requirement that makes you qualified to do X, Y, Z, A, B, C. That's the kind of pathway that we need for young people. And when it comes to a question of dual enrollment, you have down in Louisiana the Fast Forward program that makes sure that the career and technical education programs that you have, the fancy word is staff, that is to say they're sequenced in a way that really leads you to a pathway that gets you a good job. So it is possible to do this and to map it out, and states are beginning to do it, but there's still a lot of questions in other places about how one thing leads to the next.
Yeah, it's almost as if, and I don't even want to use the word silo. I mean, I'm not sure exactly what we're in. I guess maze. You're right. It is the maze.
I like the word maze myself.
Because there's no structure at all, right? I mean, it's kind of interesting. And I guess that's what, in many respects, it reveals itself by the frustration that we're seeing in American education today as it relates to getting jobs. I mean, you know, people spending hundreds of thousands of dollars educating themselves and can't get a $30,000 a year job.
That's right. There has been this huge pushback to the euphemism was college for all. Everybody needs to be prepared to go to college. And more people are asking about, they're asking the value question. What will my college degree get me when it comes to a good job? We've now got some efforts underway to talk about what programs are valuable to young people, which ones if you're going to college actually will lead to a good job, and which ones perhaps are not worth the investment. But this is something that's taken a while to kind of make its way into the mainstream of what people think about when they look at making major investments in a place like college, post-secondary education. You know, you've got another group in New Orleans, a group called Youth Force NOLA, which I think is a good example of how you can show young people and families the sort of paths that they can put themselves on that do lead to good jobs and that include work-based experience, internships, apprenticeships, that give young people a taste of exactly what they might get into if they pursue a particular path. So again, I don't want to go on a tangent here, but I think what you have in New Orleans or in Louisiana in general, sort of ahead of the pack here in many respects.
I'm a big cheerleader for Youth Force NOLA. They come on the show frequently to talk about their programs and their successes. I'm also a big believer in experiential learning, and they deploy that as well. And
that's right.
You know, and I'm really excited to hear that a national organization like yourself that is forward-leaning on education criteria and otherwise recognizes what we're doing down here. And it's really heartening to hear because, you know, we have made some improvements and it's nice to hear that other people are recognizing that.
Yeah, and I think one of the lessons to take away from what you've done in Louisiana, in New Orleans, and even in a place like Baton Rouge, where you have schools there that are enrolling young people, not only are making it possible for young people to graduate from high school with an associate degree, I mean, these kind of programs do that. The sort of lesson that's applicable more nationally is you can't just do this overnight. You know, what's happened in, say, like New Orleans has taken place over an extended period of time. And what's happened across the state, the same way it's happened over an extended period of time. So ending up in a situation like that where you're much more, I think, attuned to helping people map things out as opposed to letting them loose in a maze is not something that just happens overnight. You've got to work at it consistently over time and have people push and push and push in that direction.
We're visiting with Dr. Bruno V. Mano, chair of the Thomas B. Fordham Institute. Dr. Mano, correct me if I'm wrong. In Europe, they've had this kind of more organized way or pathway of leading to something, not necessarily a maze, for a number of years. And I've read a number of studies about how that works. Is that correct?
You're right. They're far, far in advance of us when it comes to thinking about what I would call these sort of multiple pathways to opportunity. You used the phrase earlier, you know, opportunity pluralism. There are multiple pathways to a good life. We in this country have tended to put all our eggs in one basket in some respects by talking about, you know, everyone needs to be prepared to go to college. And I'm not denigrating the college pathway at all, but I do think that we could take a lesson from what some of our European friends have done here when it comes to thinking about offering young people multiple pathways to opportunity through apprenticeships, through internships, through cooperative learning, through kind of hands-on work-based approaches. So yes, I do think we have something to learn from them about how to think about this issue.
Yeah, because if you're going to go out there, you know, life's tough, right? It's not easy. In fact, the easiest part of this may be going to school. It's when you get
That's
out,
right.
when it gets really hard.
Yeah.
If you don't have the guidance, you don't have the tools, you don't have a roadmap, it makes it even all the more difficult. I can understand the frustration.
That's right. I've come to think about these, you know, the foundations of opportunity really involve three things. You need to know something, no doubt about it. You need to, so that's the knowledge part of it. You need to not only know something, you need to know people. So the networks you develop, beginning in high school, are important. And then out of this comes a real sense of, you know, who I am and what I want to do with my life, including what I want to do with my life occupationally. So it's knowledge plus networks plus identity are the foundations of opportunity. And too often we focused only on the sort of, well, here's what you need to know, without helping young people to figure out, you know, what this means practically speaking to the people who can help us know what the next step might be, whether these be mentors or other kinds of adults. And we get that through experiences in the workplace, youth apprenticeships, registered apprenticeships, internships, summer work, all the kind of things that help us ground our life in a positive way and see that, you know, here's what it means practically speaking.
What do you say to folks that are critics of looking through the lens of a value proposition as to how you go about educating yourself?
Well, everybody does that, whether they want to admit it or not. The question is, do we do it in a thoughtful way, in a reflective way, or do we just sort of stumble along and stumble into these things? So, you know, we can't avoid what you've called here a sort of value proposition. The question is, how best do we make our way through whatever we think our value proposition is? Do we do it in a thoughtful way with, you know, these pathways that are mapped out and that lead to things, or we do it in a less thoughtful way and kind of run our way through a maze, not knowing what the next step might be?
In today's world where jobs are changing, advancing technologies very quickly at almost a warp speed, is it a lot harder today to define, quote unquote, the good job as opposed to, you know, four decades ago, five decades ago?
Yeah, I think there's some truth to that argument, but I don't think that should, you know, stop us from the fundamentals, thinking about the fundamentals. Right. The fundamentals here, you know, it doesn't matter what pathway you pursue. It doesn't matter that we're not entirely sure about what a job might be tomorrow. But there are sort of fundamentals. You do have to ground yourself in knowledge, you know, in the basics. You do need to develop relationships that help you understand what your next step might be. And we do need to be reflective about what our sort of occupational identity might be. So while it's true that a thing like artificial intelligence is changing the way jobs are thought about, it's also true to say that there are fundamentals. You know, if you can't read, if you can't write, if you can't have some knowledge about the basics of math, it doesn't matter what job you're trying to pursue, you're going to have problems. But if you ground yourself in the fundamentals, there's always a way to think about a pathway forward if you have the fundamentals in place.
No, you're so right. Sometimes we stare the obvious in the face and walk right around it and forget to go back and double check and, you know, look at it again. And it's something that we right. probably ought to do every morning, right?
Right.
Well, Dr. Bruno Mano, thank you so much for joining us. Truly appreciate your time and your insight. Really enjoyed your article. I haven't seen many people write about this, so it was intriguing to me, and thank you for joining us.
Well, it's been a pleasure to be with you, and a sort of 1, 2, 3 words takeaway is look for the map, and let's give people more maps instead of, you know, throwing them into the maze.
No doubt for sure. Dr. Bruno Vimano, Chair, Thomas B. Fordham Institute. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast, and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe I know a guy just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I hope you found that conversation interesting with Dr. Bruno Mano, Chair of Thomas B. Fordham Institute. This value proposition that we talk about as to whether or not what you're spending in order to educate yourself and what happens as a outgrowth or outcome of that spend once you hit the job market, I think is incredibly important. And we are at a level of significant frustration right now in young men and women trying to figure out how to pay their student loans, how much debt they find themselves in, how much time they're going to have to delay, and if they want to start a family, buy a home, do some other things, because they have these huge student loans that they're facing, and they're not able to take the product that they purchased, the education, and translate it into a meaningful job that's going to provide enough sustenance for them to be able to live, quite frankly, in many respects. And it's getting harder and harder and harder. You need to be a lot more attentive to the details of what it is you're signing on for, because you can find yourself in the financial trick bag. And, you know, once these loans come due, every day you wait, you owe more money than the day before. So it's, and a lot of the young folks are, quite frankly, financially ignorant of how this all works. And you add that to the pressures and you wonder why we have millions upon millions upon millions of kids and young adults that are in default on loans. And not to mention that the servicing agencies of these loans are horrible communicators because they really don't want you to pay them off, right? They want you to have to continue to pay. And because they continue to make money while they're servicing the loan. So you got all of these factors here that are working against the best interest financially of the young men and women that are borrowing money, trying to better their lives, trying to better themselves. But you got to make some smart decisions. If you just look at the name of the classes and the name of you know, what it is that you're going to major in, and think about for a second what jobs that would translate to, that's a pretty good place to start, you know, in figuring out whether or not this is going to be fruitful for you. Look, some people are not motivated by money. I get it. But I think most people are motivated by at least being able to pay their insurance, maybe have an apartment, maybe be able to feed oneself, right? And at the end, maybe they don't need a car, but they need health insurance and things of that nature, and maybe a few dollars left to go out a couple nights a month to enjoy oneself, right? And there are folks that are very happy with simply just that. But the fact of the matter is, and the reality is that there's a lot of folks that aren't even achieving that. And they're faced with this debt that they're never going to be able to discharge at that rate. And it's going to be interesting. And there's a guarantee in the way that some of this is set up that you're going to pay for at least 30 years before there will be an opportunity to extinguish any of that debt. So it's going to be interesting to see how that ultimately plays out. But I think some really good observations by Dr. Bruno Mano about we need more alignment. We're in this maze. We can't figure out, the next steps, whether that's actually furthering our ability or capabilities of getting a job in the end. And it's a little bit misleading. Also, 504-260-1870 on the Okunar Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We can talk about anything. Give us a shout right now. Just a reminder that Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Tyler Shuck all went to the Manning Passing Academy as college players. And tomorrow, Mike Dettillier and Steve Geller for a special edition of Sports Talk celebrating 30 years of the Manning Passing Academy. They'll take you inside premier football camp in America with Saints and NFL legend Archie Manning and the first family of football, Peyton, Eli, and Cooper. This is a family-owned and managed football camp that embraces the basic fundamentals of football while catering to the offensive skill positions, running back, tight end, wide receiver, and, of course, quarterback. And this year, they'll welcome over 1,300 campers, 120 coaches from across the country, and over 40 college QB counselors. So don't miss Sports Talk with Mike D and Steve G and our Manning Passing Academy special. Celebrating 30 years tomorrow, 4 to 8 p.m., brought to you by the Thibodeau Regional Health System right here on WWL. And don't forget, Americans are playing tonight, I think, at 9 p.m. start time in the World Cup. They're playing Turkey. So we look forward to that as well. All right, we'll be right back. Give us a shout, 504-260-1870.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Stay with us. So we had a caller, he had to hang up. He was talking about the folks that were elected up in New York in what is called the commie corridor. Consider the following. When a candidate running for U.S. Congress says that she is fighting for the eradication of Western civilization, she calls that our intifada. And she said this while she was at Columbia University. She goes on to say a number of different things that, you know, it's obvious that she just doesn't like this country. And it's interesting that she would want to serve in the government of this country with as much disdain as she has for this country. Believes that there shouldn't be a border. Believes that defunding police. Believes in a whole number of things that just is not even funny. I mean, she's really just an enemy of the American way in so many different ways. And you wonder how anybody that would vote for these individuals believe that this individual is going to be in a position of authority that would be able to improve upon conditions that they may be frustrated about. Look, there's a lot to be frustrated about. Right out there. Life's not easy. It's not a perfect world. Our constitutional republic is not perfect. It's better than any other system that I've seen out there thus far. But I don't understand why you would want to just continue to promote your hatred for the United States, your hatred for a constitutional republic, and think that you're actually going to get someplace here in this country. The way that this is going to play out operationally with an additional, three or four candidates that call themselves Democratic Socialists, and I agree with the president and others that said, hey, these are not socialists, these are communists. And how they're going to interact in that body is going to be really interesting. And how they're going to be accepted by their own party will be interesting as well. And it seems that Hakeem Jeffries, as the leader of the Democratic Party in the House, is going to have his handful. There are many that are saying that these Democratic Socialists of America are actually a hate group. Well, it's clear that they hate America. I mean, there's no doubt about that. They make no bones about that. I mean, they readily admit it. They don't want any immigration laws. They don't want any folks being deported. They don't want borders. They don't want police action. There are even some that don't believe in incarceration. They don't believe in holding people accountable for their acts. Where's this all going to go? It's just, so we will end up now with maybe a dozen or so people that are really falling in into this category, and it doesn't take many. I mean, we've seen that there's been small groups that have been able to significantly influence the dialogue, the rhetoric that goes on in this country on a daily basis. They get a lot of airtime because some of what they're saying is pretty far out there. They believe it. Interesting thing, too, I was watching a number of shows, and they were so right when they said these folks have never built anything. They've never run anything. In fact, many of them spent most of their adult years at universities being educated and coming out and thinking they have the answers to society, and they've never been in the trenches. They think that being at school is being in the trenches. That's not being in the trenches. They've never managed a person. They've never managed money. They've never managed a company. They've never built anything. But they're so willing to tear down everything because they don't understand the operational intricacies and human behavior and life in general. And they talk like they're an expert on all of this. And I think they're going to be in for a rude awakening. And I think the Democratic Party is going to have to stand up one way or another at some point in time. There was someone I was listening to yesterday, and I agree with him. He says, this will pass. I don't know how fast, but it will pass. Because when you ask any of them one question, name a country for me that adheres and abides and embraces your ideology, you call it socialism, that is successful. And you get the hamana, 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 you know, and they start whatabouts and this and that, but they can't name one. And it's pretty simple explanation. There's not one. We'll be right back. Well, folks, when we come back after the top of the hour news break, Jeff Landry, the governor of Louisiana, will be joining us, and we'll have about 15 or so minutes of his time to talk about a number of issues. And we'll try and start out with the state legislature, what was accomplished there, some of the pushback by House and Senate. What does he think is kind of his hallmark piece of legislation that was able to be passed? Where was he the most disappointed during the session? Obviously, teacher pay raise. A number of different attempts have been made. We'll try to get an update as to where we are on that. There seems to be some exotic schemes being used to try and fund that as well. Back to the commie corridor in New York. You know, it's really interesting. So much of what they have published over the years that they try to take back, you know, and try to explain it away as they address a lot of leftist groups out there where they were trying to feed, you know, the hatred and the bigotry and everything else that goes along with that. You know, this Avila Chevalier, she's posted on X, you know, thousands of times, abolish the police, abolish prisons, abolish borders, as well as seizing private property, nationalizing major industries, and calling into question Israel's right to exist. She goes on and has the moniker of Free Palestine, occupied lands, her post really are left-leaning to the extent of they're really all about communism, seize the means of production. I mean, it just, it goes on and on and on what she has stood for. And she says some things in a very nasty, nasty, obnoxious way as well. She's obviously against deportation. Israel doesn't exist. You know, I mean, it's absolutely insane what she's talking about. She doesn't even know what the words she talks about Zionism, and she has no understanding of the meaning of the word genocide, and obviously has little or no understanding as to the history of the Middle East, even though being educated at Columbia University, which that speaks volumes. That's supposed to be one of the top producing universities in the country, that this individual's there and, you know, just cannot articulate anything that is factual, quite frankly, in many respects. And they're just all wrapped up in their ideology. They're not in favor of free speech, quite frankly. They're not in favor of a lot of things. They're all in favor about government control. As long as they control it and everybody's following the edicts of what they want, they're all for that. So it's going to be interesting. I mean, it's not surprising. You know, I don't know that it's going to be life-altering. That corridor up there is one of the most left-leaning areas. It's in the boroughs of New York, in the entire country. So the fact that they've elected these people up there, it was not, you know, a big surprise to a whole lot of people. I just can't wait to see their performance in committees and what they say, because it ought to be a lot of fun to watch. We'll be right back.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.